talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct in the second hour of Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly suggest you download Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. You can select the push feature, get up-to-date notifications from Devil Radio of all your favorite shows. Okay, we go to the lines. We're going in order. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Matt. Long time I haven't called in. Seems like, anyway. You have touched on so many important things. First off, about our democracy and how it's being torn asunder. A thought in my head was, you know, Republicans are the ones kind of, in my history mind, from Abraham Lincoln on the Civil War, is when this country started to flourish and in the Industrial Revolution and all that. And then
Right. Now,
the other side of history, they're suppressing votes. They're, you know, the Supreme Court that is packed with Republicans are now tearing down, you know, all our voter rights, and it's not even a God-given right that we are allowed to vote. It's a privilege. Right. And that poor woman that got 5 years, that was just a pure example of how there's just no splitting hairs with this, you know? I mean, but then we haven't educated the public to know these things. And the Navajo, I think, will fight back, but it's really disturbing how our democracy is under attack just right before our eyes. And I just want to thank you for the insight on things. I think our country's in trouble. As they said, you know, we just left Afghanistan, and now a civil war is going to probably enthrall there. You know, I really feel like our country is still quite divided. I don't feel that COVID is over with. I think, you know, we're in trouble there. We've letting our guard down. You know, the greatest country in the world is not the greatest country anymore, and it's getting less and less so. And, you know, I feel like I'm a patriot, and I'm grateful that Joe Biden is our president, but I wish that we could stomp on these Republicans the way they stomped on us. And it's just,
right.
It's 3D chess, but anyway, I know you got other callers, but I know I said a lot of things too. But you get me thinking, and especially with our history, which is not being taught, not correctly anyway.
Right.
And
I appreciate your calling in. I always do. You have a lot to say. And I want to pick up on a couple of things you just said, which are very, very important. You know, you look in Texas, this African-American woman gets 5 years in prison because she went to the wrong precinct and cast a provisional ballot, which then they look at it and they realize that she'd served her time for a crime and had cleaned herself up and cleaned up her life. But she still had, I think, a couple of months technically left on supervision. And, you know, she reported to the supervisor and all that. And that's against Texas law, and they give her 5 years. She's an African-American woman. They didn't care about her. They sent a message in the African-American community, in the Latino community: if you make a mistake in voting, you can go to jail for 5 years. And they drive down voting. Nobody's going to take that chance. And with the Navajo, I mean, the Navajo are the most, you know, industrious, peaceful people in the world. Only 29% of them run a mail route. Why is that? 71% of the Navajo are not on a mail route. Hey, post office, DeJoy, hey, wake up. They should all be on a mail route. Or they should all be, everybody should be, I mean, everybody that's listening to this show right now is close, you know, you're on some kind of a mail route. You know, it's not hard for you to mail a letter, right? Well, down there, it's very hard for them to mail a letter. So they give their neighbors their mail. They all get together and one of them goes into town and drops it off. Christmas cards, sympathy cards, birthday cards to your nieces and nephews, utility bills, and your ballot. Felony, if it's a neighbor, 5 years in prison. They will grab a Navajo. They're hunting for Navajos. They'll grab one or two of them, put them in prison, wreck their family, so Navajos don't vote. Okay? The one thing I will say, Betsy, is I'm very optimistic about our country. We're a great country. We have momentarily a cancerous force that's hurting the country in some states. It's called the Republican Party. Don't vote for them. Let's keep fighting. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Kind of on the same subject. I got a lot of hope after yesterday's indictments, and here's why. I'm seeing a lot of this. There'll always be the crazy base that backs Trump, but it's already eroding. You see these nonsensical get-togethers are dwindling. People leave before he's done speaking. And I've been saying this for months since Biden was elected. I think it's going to go down. I really do. And I always like to tell the story of my grandfather back in 1974. He came over for supper the day after the resignation of Mr. Nixon. And he said he went to the Labor Temple and talked to some guys named Stop to have a couple beers. And he says, you know, for a guy who just won it by a landslide not 2 years ago, I couldn't find one SOB in the place that voted for him. And I think you're going to see the same thing happen. You know, hardworking people say in real red areas of Wisconsin, when they start really dissecting and seeing what this guy and what his company's been up to for basically its whole existence, the fairness comes into play in my mind with normal, rational people. They're going to get mad when they see this. And when it all gets, all this dirty laundry comes out and really gets dissected, I think people are going to turn on a dime on this guy. And he's going to wish that he, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's a flight risk, him and his former CEO that ran the company. That's right. Where my thinking is on him.
You know, you're making some good points. Let me pick up on two of them. I'm going to pick up on two of them. One of them is, you're absolutely right. This too shall pass. When Nixon, I remember when Nixon resigned, and you're right. The next day, you know, people, you know, John Kennedy said, success has 1,000 fathers, failure is an orphan. And the minute something happens and it turns, everybody will turn on them. They'll turn on Trump. They'll turn on the Republican Party, on Moscow Mitch, on Ron Johnson, the rest. And that will happen. And the question is when, and we've got to keep up the pressure. When it comes to the Trump in particular and a flight risk, and you know what they did with Alan Weisselberg, who is his CFO, chief financial officer, head money guy, the prosecutor got up and said, he's a flight risk. We're afraid that this guy, they have properties all over the world in some countries that we don't have extradition treaties from. And he has plenty of history of flying in private planes all over the place. He'll jump on a plane, he'll disappear, and he'll set up a household over there, fly his family over, run the operation from over there. We demand that his passport be confiscated. And the judge turned to him and said, turn over your passport. So he is a flight risk. And frankly, with Trump, and this is an interesting thing, if Trump gets indicted, and there's he doesn't have to turn over his passport till a judge tells him to. So if he knows that tomorrow or the next day, he's going to voluntarily surrender, he's going to be invited and go in, there's nothing to stop him from jumping on a plane then, down in Miami, in New York for that matter, at JFK Airport, and just flying to Europe. There are some European countries we do not have extradition treaties with. I don't think we have one with Switzerland, for instance. And you certainly don't have it with Russia. He's probably not going to go to Russia. Putin bullies him. He's afraid of Putin. But he'll go somewhere and said, I think this is wrong. I'm like Napoleon. Napoleon got banished to the island of Elba, and they always were worried he'd escape somewhere, so they all got together and they sent him to an island. Well, that would be a strange footnote in history. If Trump says, I have been hounded out of the country, I call on my followers to rise up like they did on January 6th, and I'm here in a country. He'll live like a king. He'll live like a king. He'll let everything fall around him. They're already falling around him. What kind of company has their chief lawyer, Cohen, go to prison? Their chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, get led in handcuffs? And one of the saddest things is, Cohen was interviewed last night. He took a shot at Weisselberg. He said he's not even a CPA. He's a bookkeeper. He's a bookkeeper. He doesn't even know that much about money. This is what's sad about it. Yeah. Trump could absolutely jump on a plane. He still has his passport. Weisselberg does not have his passport. It got confiscated because he is a flight risk. And that's the situation. All right. Going to a break. The lines are coming alive. Do not hang up. You know I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.